Paul, with two pretty big games here last night and tonight, would you say that's a case of your team taking care of business?
Yeah, I don't know if you can feel it from where you start, but there's always good energy in our building, but there was a real good buzz in that building tonight. Maybe it's Saturday night, and you can feel it right down the bench. So we started right and real quick, right on top of our game and jumped on them a little bit. So it's a good night.
Blake, 6 points in the last two games. Those numbers really pop out at you, but there's more to it than just that for him the last few couple of weeks. He's really been leading in many ways, hasn't he?
I would expand it to training camp. Really, nobody's running the table of getting points every night, and he had a stretch to where they didn't get a lot to go for him. I think prior to that break, if there was any one player that needed the break, it was Blake. Just because, I had him in a game there earlier in the year. He played 26 minutes on a back-to-back night, and so if he goes a few games without scoring, maybe the puck's not working quite as easily for him, but his game is the same. The compete, the fight, all the other non-puck related things are always as good, and then more times than not, he plays like this.
And how important is it for Connor, for himself, and for the team to have had the two performances he's had back-to-back?
I think we did a pretty good job, I would suggest, maybe in the first two periods here, but the last five periods leading into that, of not asking him to, he had to be good, he had to make saves, but not have to be lucky or get the breaks around the net to be good. So he's had real good results when we've had a couple of days where he's been able to work on. He's like most of these guys, they're young players, they need to be on the ice working on things, and each time we've been able to do that for him, he's come back and been real strong.
Paul, your team has looked really composed the last two nights, and I'm wondering how much of that is related to the goaltending?
I think the Minnesota game is an aberration, and I think it's related to the break. And I think our fight and our compete, and I don't think we felt it in the Toronto game, but we're at 5-8 without three really, really important defensemen in our lineup, so it's not going to look quite as good. But I've felt that from behind the bench in terms of how the players are talking about the game in front of them for a while.
Paul, did you see a test, or was there a test there for your team after that first period, after you guys got the lead that you did?
Just the kills, right? We come out and we come out shorthanded, got a couple of good kills, and then our second period was at least as good as our first. I know we didn't score as many, but it was solid. And their push came, but we handled it very well.